The scripture for today's message is Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, there was a young man. When he was a little boy, he was impressed by a testimony of a missionary to India. Since then, he's dreamed of a missionary. When he was 10, he studied in another city with his brother. He prayed with his brother before going to bed in his dormitory. Then other students teased them and disturbed their prayer. It continued for a few days, but they didn't stop praying. After all, other students were touched and even prayed together with him before going to bed. And these brothers' prayer before sleep spread through the whole dormitory. In this way, he prepared himself to become a missionary. After graduating at college, he studied in a seminary. In addition, he studied medical science for a year. At first, he thought of going to India as he had dreamed in his childhood. But when he was a seminary student, he heard that 13 million people in Korea had not heard the gospel yet. At the time, there was a persecution on Catholics in Korea, and 9 French fathers were executed. So many Catholics were executed too. There was no freedom of religion, and Korea was politically unstable. It was not possible to preach, but he obeyed the voice of the Holy Spirit and decided to become a missionary to Korea. He left New York on December 22, 1884 by train, passed by Chicago, San Francisco, Yokohama, and Busan, and he arrived at Jemopo on the Easter day, April 5, 1885. Korea was like a barren land for the gospel. Missionaries were not allowed to enter. His life was not guaranteed, but he came to Korea only for the Lord and for the dying souls. But the beginning of his ministry was not easy because Korea didn't allow mission works. He could not do his ministry openly. He began his life in Korea from teaching physics, chemistry, or English. But he didn't give up in the difficult reality. After all, he began to start the flame of the gospel in the land of Korea. The flame grew bigger, and he established the first Presbyterian church in Korea. He continued to open 21 more churches, organized the Bible Translation Committee, and published Christian newspaper. He made a tremendous change in Korea. His passion affected the nation, which was like a wild land of the gospel, to become a nation that had dispatched so many missionaries to the world. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, do you know whom I'm talking about? He is missionary Underwood, who greatly affected in Korean Christian history and who is the founder of Yonsei University. Let me read one of his prayers. Lord, nothing is visible at this moment. Lord, you have planted us on this barren and poor land where not even a single tree can grow tall enough. It is such a miracle that we could come to this land across the wide, wide Pacific Ocean. Nothing is visible, though, in this land on which we seem to have been dropped off by your hand. Only stubbornly stained darkness can be seen. Only Korean people change with poverty and superstition can be seen. They don't even know why they are chained, what suffering is. They just distrust us and express anger to us as we tell them how to take away their suffering, which is not suffering to them. The thoughts of Korean men are not visible. The mind of this government is not visible. We are afraid that we may not have any more opportunity to see the women commuting in commas. and we do not see what to do. Yet, Lord, we will obey. We believe that you begin your work as we humbly obey, and that the day will come when our spiritual eyes will see your work. According to your words, faith is being sure of what we hoped for and certain of what we do not see. We believe that we will see the future of the faith of Korea. Although we are as if standing on the desert with bare hands, although we are condemned to be Western devils, we believe that the day will come when they will rejoice with tears, realizing that they are one of our spirit in Christ, and that we all have one kingdom and one Father in heaven. Although there is no church to worship you, no school to study, although this land is filled with doubt of suspicion, contempt, and disdain, we believe that in the near future, this land will become a land of blessing. After reading the story of missionary Underwood and his prayer, I repented and made resolutions. Underwood might have not experienced the clear evidence like works of the power. He might have not had a specific hope for New Jerusalem. Also, he must have not had much confidence about the ministry in Korea. But as Ephesians 2:8 says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, only with the grace of salvation given by the Lord." He didn't spare his life, but fulfilled God's given vision with his best. He used the gift of the grace of salvation from the Lord more preciously than anyone else. However, differently from missionary Underwood, I received not only the gift of grace of salvation, but also many other gifts such as the works of the power that are the evidence of the living God, the clear and detailed hope, New Jerusalem, and the confidence about the providence of the Father that will be fulfilled through Mamin. Moreover, we received a tremendous gift. I checked how precious I had been using those gifts, and I reflected on myself a lot. Then I made a resolution to use those gifts preciously in this year 2016, where the third leap of our church started in earnest. How about you? Most of you have made such a resolution, and you're running vigorously now. Right? Students, thank you. But is there anyone who doesn't know what to do and still hesitates to make a resolution? So I'd like to tell you how to use the gifts given to us preciously based on the senior pastor's sermons entitled Christian Life is Easy in 2010 and How to Meet God in 2013. I hope that you can find a way how to use the gifts given to you preciously in 2016 through this message. Your brothers and sisters in Christ, to use the given gift preciously, firstly, we need to have a clear goal. Also, we should not miss that goal. What is one of the most important factors that decide one's life? It is the goal of life. The quality of your life will be different whether you have a goal or not. Those who have a clear goal and who are earnest to fulfill that goal do not hesitate to challenge to fulfill that goal. Although the challenge is not an easy one, they don't give up, but try to fulfill it to the end. After all, that challenge makes them greatly develop. But without a clear goal, you lack a sense of challenge. Then your life will be difficult to be developed. Namely, a goal is a very important factor that decides quality of life, and it becomes a very important driving force to do something. The same goes for our Christian life. God is alive, and the kingdom of heaven certainly exists. Our goal, heaven, is not something vague but certain. If we just follow this way to the end as God teaches us, we will certainly achieve this goal. Moreover, we Mommy members have a clear and concrete goal, New Jerusalem, because our shepherd opened the spiritual realm widely through his prayers and fasting. So we don't even have to think whether we should really take this way or not. But however, some people get weary and their zeal is cooled down while they are running towards the clear goal, New Jerusalem. Why? It's because the goal, New Jerusalem, has not yet become the clear goal of their lives. They believe New Jerusalem through many spiritual messages and works of the power, but they can't have it as the place there. The place where they surely have to go fully yet. That's why they sometimes get weary and their zeal gets too cooled down sometimes in the middle of the journey to New Jerusalem. Therefore, we have to make the goal of New Jerusalem clear in our lives. It should not be like something you may fulfill or you may not. It should become the goal to be surely fulfilled. Likewise, making the goal of New Jerusalem clear is one of the important factors that we can use those spiritual gifts preciously. For example, in case of salespersons, they work day and night in order to achieve their goal. Even though they are rejected and hear some insulting words, they do their best. It is because they have a clear goal to achieve, and also because they have sure faith and hope about the things they will gain by achieving the goal. Therefore, they do not consider it hard, even though they work so hard. Namely, the clearer your goal is, the more vigorously you can run for it without missing it. Then, what should we do in order to make our goal clear and not to forget that goal? Dear members, what is the reason why you must enter New Jerusalem? Recently, I gave this question to one of my parish members. Then the member answered with tears after a little thought, "I want to live close and together with the Father, Lord, and the Shepherd, but I can't unless I enter New Jerusalem." The answer was kind of rough, but it contained her heart, so it moved her heart, the heart of people who heard it. We have to make it clear why we have this goal and why we want to achieve that goal, and then we have to engrave it in our heart. If we make it clear and engrave it in heart, the goal in our life will become clearer, and we won't forget the goal even in difficult moments. And that reason must be my own reason, not someone else's. That is, we have to make it sure the reason why I have to enter New Jerusalem. If you think of that reason, it has to move your heart. Then that reason will help you make many semi-goals in the middle of the way to the final goal, New Jerusalem. Also, it becomes an important driving force that makes you feel not hard to achieve the goal. Well, someone who knows me very well gave an advice of love to me once. He said, "Changmin, you will bear fruit in whatever you do by all means, but that's the problem. You should not do it to bear fruit, but with the loving heart for the Father." He was right. Because I didn't have self-confidence from my growing environment, I always had an obsession about fruit. I studied hard to gain fruit in study. Then the fruit was born very well. But I didn't enjoy studying. Actually, it was hard and burdensome to study. It was because of the obsession of what if I couldn't bear fruit? It was the same in my Christian life. Because I was short of confidence, I felt that there was nothing much to please Father God, Lord, and the Shepherd. So I wanted to bear fruit more quickly. And I had obsession that I had to bear fruit as much as I had made them heartbroken. After all, I forgot the fundamental reason why I wanted to bear fruit, and I focused only on bearing fruit. But through the advice of love, When I did something, I began to imprint the reason to do it in my heart first. It is the fundamental reason because I love the Father, Lord, and the Shepherd. Then I came to be free from obsession little by little, and at the same time I came to enjoy what I did. Although there were some difficulties in the procedure, I even got composer about that work gradually. Dear brothers and sisters, let's think about Apostle Paul. After he met the Lord on the way to Damascus and repented, as Galatians 2:8 says, "For he who effectually worked for Peter in his apostleship to the circumcised effectually worked for me also to the Gentiles, he made the clear goal of his life with the duty given by the Lord, and he did it faithfully to the extent that he suffered martyrdom. When he did the duty, he didn't eat it well, just as 2 Corinthians 11:24 through 27 says, 'Five times I received from the Jews 39 lashes. Three times I was beaten with lots. Once I was stoned. Three times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I have spent in the deep. I have been on frequent journeys in dangers from rivers, dangers from robbers, dangers from my countrymen, dangers from Gentiles, dangers in the city, dangers in the wilderness, dangers on the sea, dangers among false brethren. I have been in labor and hardship through many sleepless nights in hunger and thirst, often without food in cold and exposure. He was sometimes flogged or stoned. He was ridiculed by people. He suffered from many hardships, but he didn't think it ill-treated. He didn't get disheartened or disappointed. Rather, he rejoiced and gave thanks, considering such harshness as lashes that made him run forward. It's because he was grateful for the given duty and the goal. It's also because he also harbored the love for the Lord and for the souls, which was the reason of the goal. Therefore, well, in Romans 8:35 through 37 say, "Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Just as it is written, 'For your sake we are being put to death all day long. We were considered as sheep to be slaughtered.' But in all these things we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us." Likewise, Apostle Paul fulfilled his duty wonderfully. And at the end, when he walked to be executed, he confessed like this, "Dear Lord, as I think about seeing you in a very short moment, each of my steps toward the beheading place is filled with joy and thanksgiving. My body is tied with the ropes, but my soul is free. And I'm not afraid of death at all, as I think that I will be able to see the Lord in person, whom I missed and yearned for so exceedingly. I take my steps toward the Lord with a buoyant heart." Because he had a clear reason for his duty, but because he was full of excitement for the blessings given after doing the duty, he never felt hard or afraid even before death. Please set your goal together with the clear reason why you want to fulfill that goal, like Apostle Paul. However, is there anyone who says, "I'm too old to begin," or "It's too late for me to set a goal for New Jerusalem"? No? Thank you. Thank you, students. When I was a collegian and I was a vice president in my university, people called me a dreamer. It was because of what I said in my every public speech. I said, "If you dream alone, it's a mere dream. But if we dream together, it comes true. If you dream alone, it's a mere dream. But if we dream together, it comes true." I got an idea from the wise saying of Genghis Khan. Like this word, if we have to achieve this goal all by ourselves alone, it will be hard to fulfill. But whom do we have? What does our shepherd say when he tells us about New Jerusalem? He doesn't say, "Come to New Jerusalem," but he says, "Let's go to New Jerusalem together." That is, He's with us while we are fulfilling our dream and goal toward New Jerusalem. That's why we can surely make the dream come true. So, if you didn't make a clear goal yet, please don't hesitate, but set it up now and imprint the reason of that goal in your heart. Imagine the joy when you fulfill the goal and run toward the goal vigorously and happily. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, to use the given gift preciously, secondly, we have to be faithful on basic things. Matthew 7:25 said, "And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and slammed against the house, and yet it did not fall, for it had been founded on the rock." The rock here means the foundation rock, that is the rock under the pillar of the building or the basis for some work. When you construct a building, the foundation work is the most important. Only when this foundation work is done well, the building can be built solidly. The same goes for achieving goal. If you have done the basis well, you can go forward without being shaken in any situation. It applies the same in our Christian life. Then, what are the basic things that we have to be faithful in our Christian life? It is to depend on Father God. Then, what is the way how to depend on Father God? In our shepherd's sermon entitled How to Meet God in 2013, he said that we can come forward to God by four ways: word, prayer, praise, and worship. These four are the basis of faith. Firstly, through the Word, we can understand what God's will is for mankind and how much He loves us. Also, as much as we know and understand these, we can have faith in God and we can rely on God. Then we can obey the Word of God more and more. After all, as we obey His word, various life problems will be resolved and blessings come upon us. That's why it is more important than anything else to take the word in our hearts. However, in order to take in the word, we desperately need the help of the Holy Spirit. Even though you learn many words by knowledge, you cannot just receive strength to practice them. Only by the help of the Holy Spirit, we can practice the words. That's why we need prayer. If we earnestly pray, we'll understand the heart and will of God and the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And we can receive power to practice the word according to His will. Above all, prayer is the direct passageway to meet God. God hears when His children pray, and He gives them inspiration or understanding in their hearts. This way, we can communicate with the Father God. Namely, we can have a personal fellowship with God. Moreover, if we pray according to the will of God, He will answer us in accordance with the law of justice. When we try to meet God by prayer like this, earnestness is also important. What did the blind man Bartimaeus do to meet Jesus? He cried out and said, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me," in Mark 10:47. When other people rebuked him to be quiet, he raised his voice even more. It was because his desperation was so great. If you cry out with such an earnest heart when you pray, with the resolution that you would meet God, and you will meet the living God. Also, praises is important. Praises are important. Suppose you just went back home from work and your children sing a song of encouragement for you. Not just your ears, but your heart also be naturally be focused on their song. Similarly, when His children lift Him up with praises, God's heart, eyes, and ears are set towards His children. God is very pleased with our praises. Psalm 69, 30 and 31 say, I will praise the name of God with song and magnify Him with thanksgiving, and it will please the Lord better than an ox or a young bull with horns and hooves. This is the reason why we are filled with joy and emotions when we sing praises. In the Bible, we can see that the fathers of faith also offered God praises from time to time. One of the most significant of these figures is David. David enjoyed singing praises when he was tending the flock alone or when he was offering sacrifices to God as the king. God loved this David and was with him all the time in the praises. In 2 Kings 3, Elisha was moved by God and received God's word when the minstrel played. Dear members, how can we not praise God who saves us and leads us to the kingdom of heaven? It is something that we naturally have to do. But when we praise God's goodness, love, and power, He shows His love back to us. Therefore, I pray in the name of the Lord that you will meet God every day through praises. Lastly, we can meet God through worship services. The forefathers of faith, beginning from Abraham to Isaac and Jacob in the Old Testament times, communicated with God through sacrifices. King Solomon met and experienced God of wisdom, and from whom all blessings flow, by giving 1,000 sacrifices. Those sacrifices are equivalent to the worship services in the New Testament era. John 4:24 says, God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth. God is spirit. It means we can meet God who is spirit if we worship in spirit and the truth. Simply stated, worshiping in spirit and truth refers to a worship offered with all our heart in the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Furthermore, worship service contains all the other passageways to meet God, namely the word, prayer, and praising. Grace will come upon us from above when we worship with all our heart in spirit and truth. We'll be overflowing with hope for heaven, peace, and joy. This is the evidence that we have met God, who is the source of life and peace. If we keep this kind of grace well in our lives, we can always feel God who is with us all the time. Dear brothers and sisters, likewise, as much as we do well in learning words, praying, offering, praises, and worship services, we can meet the Father God, and we can go towards the goal vigorously, relying on Him. Therefore, these four things are so important in our Christian life. Mrs. Bong Mimi emphasized about these four things too. But there are still some people who are trying to find some other special way to meet God other than these four things explained. Of course, sometimes we need to offer some special taste. But if you just look for a special taste without doing the basis, the special taste cannot work effectively. Basis is the basic and fundamental factors of things, phenomena, theory, or facility, and its synonym is the best. Basis is the most important like this. That's why we have to be faithful in doing the basis. Then the special taste will work more effectively. Then, is it all okay only if you are doing these four basic things? No, it's not. Hosea 6:6 says, For I delight in loyalty rather than our sacrifice, and in the knowledge of God rather than burnt offerings. You have to check how you are doing with your heart. When you read the Bible, pray, praise, and offer worship to Father God, how much grateful heart do you offer with? We heard the testimony of Pastor Grace Lee recently. When she found the traffic system had been controlled after coming back from the seminar, and it was difficult to keep the Lord's Day next day, what did she do? She stepped forward by faith, and then she could take a ride by motorcycle, then a bus, and when she couldn't take anything further, she carried the bags on her back and walked. When I heard her deed of faith, like this, I checked myself. How much I am grateful and how much I feel precious about the worship services that I can offer in the best conditions now. Also, after watching the members in Nepal singing Manmin praises in Korean, I checked my heart. As you can see on the screen, members in Nepal are singing Manmin praises in Korean with a longing heart. So I checked my heart, how much I'm grateful to sing Manmin praises in my mother language, Korean. Without any translation. And how much I'm singing, thinking the meaning of every word of the songs. I checked these points. Also, I checked myself about the word and prayer. Last December, I had a chance to lead a prayer center meeting, so I prepared the message to preach. Because I had to lead this meeting for a few days, I wanted to preach about Father God's love for one day. And I began to look at the senior pastor's sermons about it. What I was grateful for was that there were so many sermons related to this. Studying those words, I forgot I was preparing a sermon, but I was blessed by those sermons one by one. And I realized that I had missed so many precious messages so far. There is one more thing I realized. John 4:16 says, "We have come to know and have believed the love which God has for us. So God is love. Without this holiness gospel, it must be difficult to know about this love of Father God in such great details. But through the shepherd's message, we can understand the love of Father God so deeply, not only by the word, but also by the deeds of the shepherd who shows us the love to us as it is. Thanks to him, we came to call Father, containing our heart in it." Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, conclusively, all the answers about what to fulfill and what to penetrate are in the messages of our shepherd. Let's say, do you think you cannot feel the Father God's love well? Don't just say that you want to feel it, but you can't. Why don't you listen to the messages related to it first and try to take in the word, just as Proverbs 8:17 says, "I love those who love me, and those who diligently seek me will find me." Then you will surely feel it. Also, his messages contain how Father God will lead us in the future. The good examples are the messages about church's prayer titles for every year. Because those messages contain how the Father will lead us in that year, if we take in those words well and fulfill them in life, we can live the year according to his will. Let's check how preciously we are dealing with such messages. Then, how about prayer? I once had a chance to hear about the situation of members in neighboring country. They can't praise or cry out in prayer as much as they want in the place under close watch. Even when they were overwhelmed while receiving the handkerchief prayer, they couldn't cry in a loud voice, so they covered their mouth with hands. Even in such poor situation, they try their best not to miss any chance of grace. They come to visit our church at church events, and they feel so happy only by seeing Mrs. Bong Lee at the annual prayer meeting. How do we do? How much are we grateful? For we can cry out as much as we want without being watched by anyone. And for we have such space that we can cry out to the Father and receive His warm comfort in any time. Moreover, we don't pray alone, except Fridays. Mrs. Bong Lim Lee keeps the altar to help and lead us to pray every day with all her heart. How much you grieve? How much do you give thanks for Daniel prayer meeting? I urge you to check how much you engrave the preciousness of Daniel prayer meeting in your heart. Likewise, We have to check how preciously we deal with the word, prayer, praises, and worship services so that we can put our heart in them more. When we do these basic things faithfully, completely, we can fill our 1% measure to fulfill. Dear brothers and sisters, to use the given gift preciously, thirdly, we need to enjoy the procedure. There is a saying, a genius cannot win he who tries, and he who tries cannot win he who enjoys. When you do something, it is very important whether you enjoy it or not. The same goes for our race of faith. We should enjoy its procedure. Then what kind of procedure should we enjoy? Everyone has tough moments while running. Sometimes you may feel too slow, or you may lose heart from it. They are the moments we have to enjoy to win. Then what is enjoying the procedure? It is not focusing only on the result of passing through such moments, but considering every moment of passing preciously and seeking the goodwill of Father God without missing those moments. The situations given to us are not some mere obstacles to pass. They are important foundation for us to resemble the Father's heart. As Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope." Father God allows trials not because He wants to give us a hard time. Father God wants us to feel His love in them and to become more mature so that we can feel true happiness in our hearts. We have to think of that love and we have to enjoy. Then, as Job 23:10 says, "But He knows the way I take. When He has tried me, I shall come forth as gold." The Father will lead us the best way of blessings. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, what is a memory? A dictionary says that a memory is something that you remember from the past. Then, what is the memory that becomes the happiest and most important for the future life in your life? The moments you have passed the most difficult situations and what you realized at those times must be such memories. I was very impressed by Pastor Grace Lee's testimony, and I got something to long for. Her testimony and ministry impressed me, but most of all, I was impressed by how she accumulated the memories with the Father God through such hardships. Those memories cannot be traded with anything. They are so precious. After listening to her testimony, when I prayed, I checked what precious memory I had with the Father. Then, this hit upon me. It's when I lived in Gwangju in my high school. At the time, students in high school in Gwangju usually studied until 10 or 11 p.m. So after I finished my study at 10 p.m. in school, I went to Gwangju Mamin Church to pray by bus. It took about 30 minutes by bus plus 15 or 20 minutes by walk to the church. I arrived at 10:35, so I didn't have much time to pray. So from the moment I got a bus, I put earphones in my ears and started to listen to praises. Looking the outside of the window of the bus, I started to pray in mumbling. After getting off the bus, I started to talk with Father God in a clear voice while I was walking. Because there was no one on the street, I didn't have to care if someone's hearing. After talking with Father God in that way, I arrived at church and attended Daniel prayer meeting. That time of conversation with the Father was so precious to me. I got another memory from my senior high school year. At the time, senior high school students had to study in school even on holidays or Sundays from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Although it was called a free study time, it was compulsory. When I became a senior, I had to get permission that I didn't have to come to school on the Lord's Day. Because my mother was not a Christian yet at the time, I couldn't get help from her, so I myself had to ask to my teacher. My teacher rejected it so strongly at first. He said to focus and study for just 1 year. He didn't want to allow it. But I also pushed so strongly. It was because I knew how I kept the Lord's Day holy from the teachings of our shepherd. Teacher said, only one out of 300 students doesn't want to come to school on Sundays. Other Christian friends are okay, but why are you trying to be so special? After 2 weeks, after all, only one senior student, me, out of 300 seniors, got permitted not to come to school on Sundays. But I was so happy to keep the Lord's Day. And I studied more at other times while I couldn't study on Sundays. As a result, I became the one who entered the best university in the best condition in my school. When I went through this as a young boy, I sometimes thought, if my mother attended church with me, it would have been easier to get through this situation. But I changed my mind right away because I gained happiness through this time. I was comforted in that way. When I think about it, it was such a precious time that I could define prayer as the conversation with the Father and that I could define the preciousness of the Lord's Day. While praying, I was reminded of these memories and my heart was full. And I thought, I was happy at such difficult moments. Then I can do it better now, right? Then I realized something. It was a very difficult moment, but because I went through it with my best at every moment with faith and love, it became such a precious memory. Also, the harder the situation is, the more precious the memory became. I realized that such memories become a driving force to win over other difficult moments and the procedure of growth in faith after all. But to make your memory a driving force, you should not just be lost in memory thinking, I also did so hard at that time. You should not get disappointed by comparing yourself now with the past in that memory. Remembering such memories, you should think, I passed through such times well at the time. I can do it better now because we have the power of recreation of the shepherd that even changes the evil people like Judas Iscariot, Ananias, or Sapphira. We have 99% of measures of justice fulfilled by the shepherd. I can do it better. And you should run more diligently. Dear brothers and sisters, there are procedures that you have to pass through difficult situations in the race of faith. At such times, do not think it hard, but consider it as a precious chance to build a valuable memory with the Father God. And there is one thing you should not forget. It is the love of the Father God who willingly suffers for me in order to lead me as the true child. We could imprint the love of Father God more deeply in our heart through the 2015 Church Leaders Conference. When Jesus was crucified, how did Father God do? He couldn't watch his beloved son suffering, so he went into the deeper space and wept. Why should he do so? It was to save us. When I prayed with this, I realized this. What do parents do when their child is sick? They wish they could be sick instead, and they felt painful. Our physical parents are so. Then how much more will our Father God, who is love itself? If we suffer from pain, Father God's heart aches more. Therefore, although he suffered greatly himself, to make his children not suffer, he gave even his only begotten son. There was one more thing I realized. When a man shed tears from pain, Father God shed much more tears within him. It's because his child's tears from heartbreaking makes him more heartbroken. That's why he wants to wipe away our tears. Then why does he allow trials to us? The true love is not only to wipe away the shedding tears, but to resolve the fundamental problem that makes you cry. Therefore, although he suffers because of us who suffer from trials, he expects that we will have true happiness through the trial, and he believes that we will pass it by faith. That's why he allows trials to us. But it isn't just looking at us. He gives a lot of cheering of love to us in that procedure. We can find that cheering of love so easily if we try to find. Find the cheering of love. Think about the love of Father God who's with you. And expect that this moment will become such a precious memory at the end and enjoy the procedure. Thus, may you feel 1% measure to feel to, so that you can use preciously the gift of blessings, 99% measures fulfilled by our shepherd. Let me conclude the message. Today, we looked into how to use preciously the gift given to us in the flow of blessings in 2016. First, we have to have a clear goal, and we should not forget it. Second, we have to be faithful to do basic things. Third, we have to enjoy the procedure. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, do you know an English word, present? Present. I asked the broadcasting room. Present means usually gifts. But it has another meaning. It's present, now. So there is a saying, present is the present. It means now is a gift. That's right. Our Father, Lord, and the Shepherd give us gifts, and we should use them preciously by setting up a clear goal, being faithful in the basis, and enjoy the procedure. This moment is for such things, and it's another precious gift from the Father. People in the world do not know the value of this precious gift, so people use that gift for wealth or for honor in their short life on this earth. But we came to know how precious this gift is through our shepherd. We know how to use this gift preciously and about the result. We are greatly blessed. Then, how should we use this gift present? This gift present is like a blank check. According to the amount of money you write in, it can be worth of $1 million or $1 billion. Well, there was an issue in September last year. It's the news that a chairman of Chinese game company Darien Zhou's Entertainment won the auction for a private lunch with Warren Buffett. Buffett, American legendary investor. It became an issue because the private lunch with Warren Buffett was one of the talent donations, and the winner of its auction pays the money and have lunch with Warren Buffett. And the benefit goes to the nonprofit charity institution. And in last September, the price of the auction was $2,345,678. The lunchtime was for 3 to 4 hours. That is, the time with Warren Buffett was worth of about $2.3 million. The worth of the same 3 or 4 hours can be greatly different according to how it is used. However, the present given to us now is more valuable than the 3 or 4 hour lunch with Warren Buffett. It is because this precious gift present was not just given to us. Until we have this present, the Father, the Lord, and the Shepherd had to pay the price with love. Although human beings have been breaking His heart so badly by their constant disobedience, Father God didn't forget the word expectation, but He's been fulfilling the sacrifice of love in tears, in silence. Our Lord chose the way of suffering willingly in order to open the way of salvation for mankind. He didn't avoid even the cruel whipping and crucifixion and even the shame of being naked. He gave His life to shed His last drop of blood unsparingly. Our Lord fulfilled the sacrifice of that love. But nevertheless, we turned our face away from the love and went on the way of death. But our Shepherd didn't give up on us. Rather, He gave up His everything and received the word of punishment, the sword of punishment from the Father. He suffers from inexpressibly severe pain and itchiness because of our sins. To overcome the itchiness, He had to heat the wet towel in a microwave and put that hot towel on His face. Our Shepherd fulfilled such moments by the sacrifice of love. By such sacrifice of love of the Father, Lord, and the Shepherd, the present could be given to us now. Likewise, the present time given to us now is of great value. Now it's up to you how valuably you will use this precious present. Which number will you write down on the blank check called present? Just $100 or $1,000? No, you should write down as best as you can. Then how can you write the best number on it? That is the best aroma of your heart. The blank check will become greatly valuable according to the aroma of your heart you offer with. At every minute and every second of Daniel prayer meeting, every praise, every worship service, prayer meeting, every praise and worship, or cell group meeting you are offering. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, write down the best number on the blank check called present. Amen? From when? From today. Write a wonderful number on the check and prepare the blank check of tomorrow from Daniel prayer meeting tonight. I hope you can save the best checks every day in your spiritual account in 2016. May you please the Father, Lord, and the Shepherd with that huge amount you saved at the end of this year. I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray thinking over the message.
할렐루야 사랑의 아버지 하나님 크신 은혜와 사랑에 감사드립니다. 아버지 오늘은 아버지 하나님께서 주님께서 목자님께서 저희에게 주신 선물을 어떻게 하면 값지게 사용할 수 있는가 살펴보았습니다. 목자님의 2010년 신앙생활 식기하기 설교와 2013년 하나님을 만나려면 설교를 통해 살펴보았습니다. 바로 첫째는 분명한 목표를 가져야 할 것이고 그 목표를 놓치지 않아야 하며 두 번째는 기본에 충실해야 되고 세 번째는 그 과정을 즐길 수 있어야 된다 말씀을 드렸습니다. 그래서 오늘 저에게 주어진 이 현재라는 선물을 가장 값지게 만들어 아버지 주님 목자님께 기쁨이 되어드리는 우리 모든 성도님들이 되어줄 수 있도록 함께하여 주옵소서 감사드리며 우리 주
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ I pray. Amen. Let's receive the prayer for the sake of senior pastor through the screen. Please lay your hands on your sick part or receive the prayer with the desire of your heart by faith. Hallelujah, Almighty God, our loving Father. Please lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend time and space on those who are receiving this prayer through GCN, Internet and satellite TV in branch churches and local sanctuaries and all other children of God around the world. Give them the faith to believe from heart, drive away negative thoughts and doubts, and drive away all tests and trials. from head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues, cells, and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Light, come. Please scorch all their terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria. All contagious diseases, including cold, flu, and fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach, lung, liver, breast, uterine, and intestinal cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high and low blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid problem, and heart, lung, and women's diseases, and all inflammations. Go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Back pain, headache, and neuralgia, and all other pains disappear. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases, they'll go away. All kinds of paralysis, be loosened. Get up and walk and leap. Let the eyes see well. Let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns. Let the heat and burning sensation go away. Let no scar remain. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated. Bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessing of conception. Receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the power of the air, the evil forces of heavenly places, and their servants, go away. Go away, evil, unclean, false, and deceitful spirits, separating spirits and all forces of darkness, loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, go away. Light, come. Father God, give them the strength to cry out in prayer and the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. As their souls prosper, let all things go well with them, and let their families be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week, and bless them to lead a prosperous life without a problem. With the fiery words of the Holy Spirit, heavenly hosts and angels, and you with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, your families, workplaces, and business fields. Give students wisdom and understanding, and give them enthusiasm and fervor to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and let them love God more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink, or in whatever they do, let them do it all to live a life glorifying Father God. Let them be able to testify about the living God, saying, I've met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.